And welcome. Welcome to the Bay Area, Layla.
Thank you.
Obviously, you're going to be appearing here in Sonoma County on Wednesday. Obviously, what brings you here is something of great sadness. But you have taken that sadness and you're making something more from it. To give my audience an idea, perhaps you can tell us about your life in Alexandria before all this happened, what your life was like and your family.
أنا ليلى مرزوق السيد. اتجوزت وعمري 18 سنة.
My name is Layla Marzouk. She got married when she was 18.
وكان عندي أربع أولاد.
She had four children.
ثلاثة صبيان وبنت واحدة.
Three boys and a girl.
وكنت موظفة مع يعني في نفس الشركة اللي كان فيها جوزي مهندس كهرباء.
She worked in the same company as her husband as an electrical engineer in a company. They were in the same company. He was an electrical engineer, but she wasn't. Okay.
بعد كده هو ساب الشغل بتاعه وسافر نيجيريا.
He left his job and went to Nigeria, was transferred to Nigeria.
فكانت أخته هناك مهندسة ميكانيكا.
His sister was a mechanical engineer. She had a factory.
وبعد كده
he worked with her.
جه زيارة في لمصر.
Then he came to Egypt.
فمات في رمضان برضه.
And he died in Ramadan of سنة كام؟
91.
In 91, he died of cancer, leaving her with the four children.
كان خالد عنده 6 سنين.
خالد was 6 when his father died.
علشان شغله كان بره. طبعا ما كانش عارف ان هو هيجرى له كده.
She said he lived most of his life far away from them because he didn't know that it was going to be cut off early, so he didn't get much time with his children at all.
Did your extended family help you? How does that work in Egypt?
She said no, they didn't. She said neither her family nor his family offered any help or were able to help. She was in her early 30s.
Very strong. Your children, Khaled, where was he? Was he the youngest? What was the...
Yes, he was the youngest.
What is the age of the oldest? How much older?
When he died. The eldest was Yahya. He had a job at the American Embassy in Alexandria.
Oh, okay.
ولما قفلوا السفارة بتاعت اسكندرية خلوها بتاعت القاهرة بس عطلوا فيزا لأمريكا عشان هو كان منتظم في الشغل.
When they closed the American Embassy in Alexandria as a way of rewarding him because he lost his job, they gave him a visa to work to go to America.
عشان كده هو جاء أمريكا من ساعتها.
That's how the first child went to America and she has several who ended up immigrating as well.
في أحمد بقى كان رايح نيجيريا.
أحمد, her second eldest, went to Nigeria first.
يعني بابا لما جاء كان هياخده معاه بس هو لما مات فاضطر هو يروح.
The plan was initially for him to join his father in Nigeria, but when his father died, he went on his own.
قعد كام سنة وراح من أمريكا لأخوه.
He stayed for a few years and ended up going to America as well, and now both of them are in America. So she has two boys here, and her daughter Zahra is with her in Egypt.
Oh, okay. Now, have you been able to visit your sons on your trip?
Yes, you saw them both. But in the beginning, when they left, for the first 10 years, she couldn't see them.
And you've never been to the United States before?
No. Yeah, she had only been to Nigeria.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe you can tell us a bit about Alexandria, the town of Alexandria. When I went there, it was very beautiful, what I saw, and the library and the Corniche.
هو راح اسكندرية زارها وشاف المكتبة الجديدة وشاف الكورنيش.
أيوة.
يعني ذكرياتك عن اسكندرية؟
أنا تولدت في السودان بس.
She was born in Sudan. It was that's in the book actually explained.
بس أمي اسكندرانية.
But her mother is Alexandrian.
وعشت وتربيت يعني في اسكندرية كل عيلتي.
She lived her whole life in Alexandria.
بس هي يعني اصلا امي من اسكندريه فعشنا كلنا في اسكندريه لغايه ما طبعا راحوا كلهم بس انا صدمه ليا ان امي الاول اتوفت وبعدين جوزي وبعدين ابويا
was in the successive years she lost her mother and then her husband and then her father back to back.
How did you have to obviously had to find money and work. What is that like in Egypt?
He left. Her husband had left some money, but she also had to work. اشتغلتي برضه؟
آه طبعًا ما يكفيش يعني حتى لو كان في فلوس أنا استغلتها وجبت مكنة كبيرة قوي.
She said she bought a sewing machine.
السنجر الكبيرة قوي اللي هي بتخيط جلد وكل حاجة.
That could she يعني did everything even leather wear.
يعني عملت مصنع صغير كده.
She had her own small factory. She said. one woman factory.
Oh wonderful. All this leads up to a great tragedy.
وصلنا لنقطة حزن كبيرة يعني.
Only a very short time ago still and it must be difficult.
Saying it's only been 2 years, the anniversary of his death was this June. As June is the second minute.
Were you there when it happened? What was the situation?
She was in America first on a visit. She was visiting America first.
ايوه كنت الزياره دي كانت رابع مره اجي
امريكا. It was her fourth time in the United States.
كنت لسه جايه بقالي 20 يوم.
She had just arrived 20 days before.
كنت هقعد 8 شهور.
And she was set to stay for 8 months.
بس لقيت نفسي بعد 20 يوم بقول له نزلني مصر.
But after 20 days she was overcome with a foreboding feeling and she said I want to return to Egypt.
بعد كده نزلت قعدت مع خالد شهر.
She went back to stay with Khalid for 1 month.
لقيت أحمد برضو ساب أمريكا وجالي.
And then she was surprised to find that her other son had said he had a bad feeling and had returned to be with them as well.
من غير ما يقصد برضو لقى حاجة عايزة بتقول له امشي.
She said like a hidden force was pushing him to be with them at the time.
فما عداش فترة يعني زي 3 أسابيع.
She said within 3 weeks.
حصل لخالد الحادثة دي.
He got murdered. وأنت كنت موجودة؟
موجودة.
She was there but not at the scene of the beating.
If you want to explain what happened in brief detail.
No, she's insisting.
Zara.
To tell her. No, she wants to tell it herself. So.
Okay. Thank you, Leila.
عايز بقى يعرف ايه من
احنا
لا استني هو من فترة يعني من 3-4 شهور كانت بنتي عندي فناداني انا وزهرة
3 شهور قبلها
ايوه ما هي الفترة دي بيحاولوا موتوا فيها
لا قبلها بشهر
She's saying about a month before he was killed.
قال لي تعالي يا ماما انت وزهرة بصي اتفرجي هوريكوا حاجة
He called her into a room and showed her and her daughter.
إيه ده يا خالد؟ ورنا بقى الفيديو بتاع المخدرات. Oh,
on his computer, he showed her a video of a police officer at a drug bust distributing drugs amongst other officers.
فقلت له أنا أنت مش خايف على نفسك يا خالد؟
She told him, "Aren't you afraid that you have this video?"
أيوة هيموتوك يا خالد.
She said they're gonna kill you, you know.
قال لي سيبيها لربنا.
He said no, I'm confident that God will take care of me.
أنا لازم أوريهم هم إيه وأوري.
He said I'm gonna put it online and show people, show everyone.
إن هم بيعملوا إيه.
That they are corrupt.
زهرة حتى قالت له برضو أنا خايفة عليك يا خالد.
زهرة told him I'm worried about you.
قال لها لا ما تخافيش.
He said don't worry about it.
الفترة دي كان بيحاولوا هما يعرفوا عنه معلومات كتير.
At this period of time, they noticed that a lot of people were asking questions about him, who he was, what he does, stuff like that.
كان واخد إلكترونيات سنتين من أمريكا.
He had a two-year degree of electronics from Philadelphia in America.
فهو بيعرف بقى كل التصليح زي ما بابا كان معلم.
So he was well known to fix computers and fix electronic devices.
صلح أي حاجة فيها كهرباء.
A lot of people came to him to fix things.
مروحة.
Saying even if it was an iron or
radios.
So anything that was broken, he would fix. His father had always encouraged him to take apart things and put them back together. بيقول حاجة مهمة يعني مهارة مهمة.
بس يعني كان عارفها من فترة كبيرة. استني بس يعني هو لقى.
Zahra is trying to keep her on the story. Because it shows how he hacked, because he got that video through hacking.
Oh, okay.
It showed how he became skilled, yeah. فوالا أعطي فيديو زي ما.
في واحد مرشد من الاسم قال له من تحت في البلكونة من الشارع يا خالد يا خالد بص من البلكونة قال له تعرف في واحد تحتيك مخبر اللي هو بيقعد على القهوة تحتيك.
An informant told him that there was a detective that sits at the cafe below his balcony who has this video on his phone, صح؟ على التليفون كان الفيديو على التليفون
على التليفون قال له في جيبه في تليفون وعايز اخد منه الفيديو تعرف تجيبه yeah.
The informant told Khalid can you hack into this guy's phone and get me this video
قال له ايوه اعرف
he said yes I can
في ثانيه كده قال بالبلوتوث اخده
with the bluetooth device he was able to hack into that person sitting at the cafe and take that video off of his phone
حطه على الصفحه بتاعته وكتب عليه مكتب سيدي جابر يتاجر
في المكتب. He put it on the internet and put the address of the police station that the, where the event took place.
فانتشر بقى وكل الناس.
So it went viral.
مين عمل كده؟ مين عمل كده؟
So they started asking questions about the officer and about who posted the video and his name became known. He hadn't really hidden like who you know when you post something to YouTube it shows who you are.
Right.
Hide his identity. So they found out who it was.
فهم حاولوا بقى يدبروا له الموتى.
So there was a setup.
يعني ياخدوه.
That the day he was killed, they set it up.
يعني كذا مرة كان عايزين يمسكوه من الأوتوبيس وهو جاي الزهرة.
They tried to take him out of a bus once, but failed.
جت وهرب برضو جري.
He was able to go in through the crowds, and they couldn't get him.
فهو في اليوم ده بقى هم دبروا له الحكاية إن هو ينادوله.
So they set it up that he would go to a cyber cafe.
قال له تعالى عندي كمبيوتر عايز اصلحه.
Because there's a broken computer that needs to be.
يا خالد انت صلحهولي.
So the same guy, نفس الراجل صح؟
لا نفس الولد ده.
اللي كان قال له جيب لي الفيديو.
هو.
The same guy who told him to get to hack that phone was the guy who set him up.
Okay.
And we need you.
بس الكافيه ده صاحبه يعني. مالوش دعوة بالرجل.
But the owner of the cyber cafe wasn't in on it.
They just used the place, yeah.
خالد كان لسه في البحر جاي من البحر.
He had just came back from a day of fishing.
بس فقال له أنا مش عايز أنزل. قال له ده خمس دقايق.
He said I was tired. I can't go now. They told him we just need you for 5 minutes.
خمس دقايق. خمس دقايق دول في تلت ساعة كانوا.
She said he went. So he went in, and in 20 minutes they had killed.
دخل النت راحوا مسكينه من ظهره.
Several officers held him from his back.
قال لهم انتوا مين وعايزين ايه؟
He asked who they are, what do they want.
قالوا له احنا جايين نموتك يا ابن الكلب.
They told him we are here to kill you, you bastard.
وضربينه على الرخام. راح صاحب السايبر قال لهم لا 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 بره بره بره.
They began to beat him against the marble table, so the cyber cafe's owner insisted that they take it outside.
Oh dear.
They took him to an adjoining building entry. And they beat him up towards the stairs, the marble stairs. And people started to gather and witness the beating. They tried to talk to the officers, but the officers said, if you come close, we will include you in the beating.
هو طبعا من الضرب الست البوابة كانت واقفة والبواب شافوه.
The doorman and his wife saw the whole thing.
فقالوا له ده مات حرام عليك ده مات.
The doorman's wife said he's already dead. You need to stop hitting him.
تضرب واحد ميت.
To the officer.
فراح قال لها روحي ده هو بيهزر هاتي مية وملح.
The officer said no, go get me some water. I'll wake him up and do it again.
جابت له مية وملح قاعد يشربه طبعا ما بيبلعش.
So she got him water and he tried to make him drink.
بس طبعا كان في دكتور طالع فوق العمارة دي بس كده لقاهم بيضربوا قال لهم حرام.
A physician was going up into the building.
أنا دكتور.
And he tried to stop them and said I'm a doctor and this person is already dead.
فقالوا له تعال شوفوا قال لهم ما فيش نبض قدامك.
He checked his pulse and declared him dead at the scene.
راحوا سحلينه للشارع.
So they dragged him into the street.
سحلوه من رجليه. وطلعوا في الشارع قدام الناس.
From his feet in front of the people.
بس قالوا اللي ضربوه بقى قالوا في التليفون خلاص يا باشا.
And they called someone on the phone and said mission accomplished.
عملنا اللي انت عايزه. فراح جه بقى هو كان واخد اجازه اليوم ده الباشا ده.
So the officer it seems that was on the other line appeared at the scene.
جاب بالبوكس لوحده. وبرضو الولد المرشد ده جنبه.
He came in a police car with informant with him in the car.
وراح قال له ايه حطه في البوكس. شاله.
And told him to put the body into the car, into the police car.
وراح في مكان جنبنا المستشفى مكان ضلمة كده.
They went to a nearby hospital.
قال له انزل فوق.
He said they wake him up.
فقال له لا ده متلج.
So the informant told him but he's cold already so we can't wake him up.
هو كان مقطعين وشه وبيحاول يفتح
بقه. And his face had obvious signs of a struggle that post mortem they were trying to open his mouth to put something in it.
طبعا الميت بقه بيتقفل خلاص سنانه.
So because he had already died his teeth had been closed so they broke them. They broke them to fit in something.
المهم سحلوه تاني وحطوه في نفس المكان
اللي said after they planted drugs in his mouth they took him back they didn't they tried to but they couldn't so they took him back to the scene of the crime
بس دي كانت مقسومه بالنص مكسوره القصبة الهوائيه
his trachea had been broken
نص كده وبس لقيت قرص دم ناشف تحت راسه لما روحت المشرحة عشان
هم سابوه في الشارع بعد كده رجعوا خدوه
لا بعتوا الاسعاف خدوه كلموا الاسعاف تاخده فقال لهم انا ما اخشلش ميت
so they put him in the street and called for an ambulance to take him. The ambulance came and said I can't take him because he's already dead
قالوا له لا هتشيله غصب عنك
وشالته
وراحت على المشرحة على طول ما راحش
they took him to a morgue
حتى قالوا لأحمد الحق أخوك لسه الإسعاف ماشي فجروا وراهم بالعربية وراح على المشرحة.
His brother had seen the ambulance leaving and was told your brother is in that car so he followed the car.
لما قالوا بقى إن هو ده كان في المستشفى
ولا دخل اسمه ولا دخل المستشفى.
لا جبنا إثبات من المستشفى.
She got proof from the hospital that he was never hospitalized, but instead went to that room that they had him stored in.
قلت له فين خالد؟ قال لي بقية في حياتك. قلت له إزاي؟
أحمد came back to her and she asked him where is خالد? So he told her he's dead.
كنت أشوف لازم. كانت الساعة 3 الفجر.
She said I need to see him.
أيوه.
It was 3 a.m. in the morning.
في حارس قاعد على الباب.
There was a guard, police guard at the door.
ما فيش مقفولة طبعاً. قال لي يا ست ما ينفعش لازم إيه تصريح.
He told her you can't come in, you have to have a permission slip.
قلت له عشان خاطري أنا هشوفه بس.
She said I need to see him one time.
وامشي. راح فتح لي المشرحة لقيت.
He opened up.
ده هو خالد بس.
She said they had him alone on a trolley.
خرطوم في الأرض ومية كتير.
There was a hose next to him and there was a lot of water around him and he was wet.
تحت رأسه دم قرص دم ناشف.
Yeah, and there was a pool of dry blood under his head.
وما كانش لابس حاجة غير شورت كده صغير مش بتاعه.
He was in shorts that weren't his. He wasn't in the clothes that she left him with.
كان لابس سلسلة ذهب وأنسيال وخاتم ومحفظته فيها
كله.
There was a lot. He was fully dressed when she left him, and he was wearing some jewelry, necklaces. He had no wallet on him. All that jewelry was gone. His cell phone was gone.
كل حاجة في في المحفظة خدوها كان في فلاشة خدوها
there was a flash memory stick a computer memory stick that was also missing
بس أنا لما شفته ما قدرتش أدخل جوه.
She said when she saw him from afar, she couldn't come closer. It was also very cold.
فأحمد دخل.
His brother went in, kissed his hand, and took a picture of his face, the famous picture.
هي الصورة اللي على طول نزل. نزلت الصورة. طلب صورة
بالليل. جم كلهم الاسم تاني لما كل الناس اللي في الشارع.
زهرة saying that at night. Who did this?
الاسم نفس
the police station called in everyone who had witnessed the crime.
على الاسم.
Took them all into jail. They spent the night in jail. All the witnesses.
كل الموبايلات.
Took all of their cell phones.
في ناس صورت.
And deleted anything that was on it.
ما راحوش بعد كده الناس كانت خايفه تشهد ما راحوش شهدوا.
She said that solved the problem of any witnesses. No, after that night would say anything or testify.
ما راحوش غير لما كانوا بالنيابه العامه في الشارع لهم مفيش حاجه محدش خايف لا يزيد.
She said the district attorney's office followed up on this and started to make people feel better about talking, and that's how the story started to become. People started to talk about it again. It's not all of them are bad. Yeah. Like the attorney's office was investigating, but the police station, that specific police station, was corrupt.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Just to go back a bit, the arrogance of them doing it in broad daylight with witnesses, was that a Mubarak signature?
He's saying it was 11 at night. It wasn't broad daylight. It was in the middle of everyone.
Yeah.
But the street was full. ما بيقول لك البجاحة دي جاية منين يعني؟
بجاحة علشان ما حدش يعمل زيه تاني.
She said it was intentional to for meeting to be public so that people wouldn't do what he did again.
موضوع متعمد عشان
قصدين
حاجة زي.
So a lesson.
بيعمل زي خالد.
Yeah, so that no one would do what he did.
عشان ما حد يضر. هم قصدين كده.
Were you allowed to bury him? Were you given his body and?
سمح لك تدفنيه؟
لا هم قالوا لي في ساعتها يعني الساعة 3
بالليل
هم كانوا بيحاولوا عليها تتندفع initially they were pushing her to bury him immediately. She insisted on an autopsy.
هم قالوا لي روحي فين المدافن بتاعتكم.
They told her tell me where your burial site is and we'll bury him, the police will bury him.
أنا قلت لهم بقى المدافن موجودة وبعدين عشان أنا حضنة وربيت بس أنا كده ما يعني مهمتي.
She said my role as a mother has ended.
كده مهمتي.
My job was to take care of him when he is alive. Now that he's dead.
هم حرين فيه.
His father's family will come and talk to. She was stalling so that
يموتوا يعملوا فيه اللي في
كلهم. She said wait till I contact his father's family.
بس أنا سلدت نفسي من الموضوع.
She took herself out of it and bought some time.
لغاية دلوقتي ما فيش شهادة.
She said till this day they don't have a death certificate. Even the current president, they appealed to him for a death certificate from Khaled Saeed, and he ordered that a death certificate be issued, but no one complied.
I can only imagine what it was like living under those circumstances for those many years. That was normal.
هل ده طبيعي في مصر؟
30 سنة ظلم مش.
She's saying 30 years of this.
يعني كأني عشت حكم العسكر من أول الجواز لغاية الآن.
She said as if my whole married life we have been under this oppression.
كده حكم عسكر في الحياة.
A military rule across the board.
في الدنيا.
At home, at work, in the street.
عشان كده لما حسيت إن في ثورة وال.
This is why when I knew there was a revolution.
تاني بعد ما دفن خالد على طول لقيت الشارع مليان.
From the second day of death she could tell that there was a revolution boiling. And people started to openly say things against the president and the minister of interior.
فاتحمست بقى وقلت لازم اخد.
So I became very excited and motivated.
ابني وحق الشباب اللي بيقول.
So I will take my son's revenge and everyone else like him.
في منهم اتسجنوا عشان خالد.
A lot of people went to jail because of Khalid. Because trying to
speak up. يقف قدام الاسم يقول خالد سعيد يشدوه جوه الاسم.
She said regularly people would protest in front of the police station and thrown in jail. I have some very compelling videos that they just shared with me today that are going to be in the presentation that you're going to attend. So.
When you say it, only some police stations were corrupt and others weren't, it really was a mix like that?
Yeah, أنا حاسة إن في أقسام بوليس كان في منها في منها وحش وفي منها كويس ولا كله
كويس.
She's saying I don't think any of them are.
Yeah.
مش الاسم. الناس الكويسه اللي في الشغل بيحولوهم حاجات اداريه.
She said anyone who's not corrupt is usually in an administrative position. I think that explains a little bit why the district attorney's office is different. You also have to be you have to have different grades to enter the school of law to be a district attorney. A police officer in Egypt, you can get very low grades and enter in. It's not a high, you don't need to have a high GPA to get in.
خش يعني احنا محمد ترك ده قبل خالد بسنه فابوه ما لهوش حد غير اب بس جم خدوه من البيت الولد ما بنش.
She said there's a famous case of a student called Muhammad Turk who went missing a year before Khalid and till this day has not been found. And that was the fairly most public case before Khalid, right before Khalid. But he wasn't very well known. She said there are burial sites, she believes there are burial sites under the police station.
Is there a government agency who's meant to be investigating that, or is that just not done?
She said no investigations, no court ruling. Since Khalid till today, no justice has been sought. Or it has been sought, but it hasn't been found.
Not everyone did what Layla did in terms of keeping going after that happened and getting those police to a trial. That was incredible.
بس ازاي وصلتي البوليس للمحكمه؟
هقول لك
زهره وانت
هي... لا خليك
تعالي كلمي
شي لازم
كده زهره بقى تعالي
لا
اسمعي كلام
شي سينج ام جاست جونا سي ا سمول ثينج خليك
كتير من اللي حصل بعد كده التعذيب بيتهددوا
كلهم تهددوا
كلهم يعني حتى احنا جات تهديد بس احنا يعني في
شي سينج when you're a family of a victim you usually get very powerful threats you said even we did وانتوا برضو كانوا واقفين تحت البيت وكده
ده كده احمد راح السفاره وطلب
الحمايه من امريكا
see now you have to pay attention to these American details she said one of the reasons that they weren't persecuted heavily is because of her elder son was a citizen so he went to the embassy and requested that his family be protected so it was very touchy to sort of touch them after that
في الجلسات كان بتيجي ناس من
in the trial that when she insisted on the trials individuals from the American embassy would come and protect her. Saying the individuals from the embassy were taping the trial proceedings so there wasn't a lot of leeway for them to go off the rail even though they did actually but it's still but there was some form of like a farcical
trial.
There's a lot of fear about interfering with someone who holds an American passport.
في واحده كان جاي يقول لها الضابط امشي من هنا مفيش وقفه في المكان ده قالت له ليه فكان لسه هيشدها وهيطلعها على البوكس راح مطلع له كندي
she said
she قال لها انا اسف وراجع لها
said she specifically remembers that at one of the protests after his death where they stood in silence by the ocean dressed in black a police officer tried to pull a girl out of the crowd to arrest her and she pulled out a Canadian passport so he apologized and understand where she
بتاعت المحكمة كان بيجيبوا عربيات الأمن المركزي مليانة ناس
من الساكين during the trials there were trucks full of prisoners
بيدوهم كل واحد 50 جنيه
they would give each prisoner 50 pounds and a meal
عشان ينزلوهم قدام المحكمة عشان وإحنا داخلين
so that they would insult her and her daughter as they walked in and as they walked out and to shout out things to tarnish their reputation saying oh these are Jewish spies who have nationalities from the US and are coming here to spy on you kind of ridiculous the Jewish people have arrived they were
yes.
she said you have to understand the mentality she said they're very and she said that they believe that if you accept the American nationality then you have to denounce your religion so I don't know whether to laugh or to scream
لخالد من طول المحكمة كلها كده حاطين صورة خالد في الجيش وكاتبين عليه امريكاني
she said they would have with them posters of her son and scribbled across his face the CIA operative and as they entered they would take the picture into the courtroom and sit in front of the people yes, but never systemic me.
So really, it's the exception rather than the rule that has happened with Layla and her son then.
That's not that far in the fight is the exception, I have to say. And it's probably a fluke on the side of the government. He was saying in حالتك دي فريده جدا من نوعها ان اصلا سمحوا لك بترايل سمحوا لك بقى بمحاكمه وسمحوا بالحاجات دي كلها.
هم الاول قالوا لي بعتوا لي ناس انت تنزلي عن القضيه
وليك
لك حجتين. كان هم اللي مقدمين المحضر, هم اللي عاملين في المحضر في خيال ان هو حاول يموت نفسه وهم في القصه.
She said they sent her people, representatives in the beginning, to try to dissuade her and told her that a case has already been filed against his son, showing how he attempted to commit suicide and the police stopped.
It is farcical, as you say.
الجيش نفسه كان بيعمل لي اثنين ستات لابسين جيش.
She said two female representatives from the army would accompany her on both sides.
بتاعت المحكمة ويدخلون لغاية جوه وأنا طلع برضو يخلوه
يعني كويسين يعني
علشان إيه حماية ليا علشان ما نزلش أعمل مع الناس اللي
بقول خالد من أوله
بيقفلون
عشان ما فيش حد يجي.
She said that her pathway to the courthouse was lined with the army on face value as if they're protecting her, but actually it was to remove her from the people so that she wouldn't enter into the crowd and chant with
her.
So her daughter stopped them.
لما جيت اخر مره من بيت الابيض وقال وطلع عمل الاشاعه دي وقال لي ما تروحيش هناك عشان الناس دول مستنيين يضربوك. قلت له انا لو خدت حاجه.
So she was told by the army that the people that she wants to join in the crowds believe that she's being paid by the American government and that if the army leave her to join them they're going to hurt her.
قلت له
so they're creating a divide. They tell these people who are protecting her from
you. انا كنت فاهمه هو
so her daughter insisted that she still pass through and greet them. So people stayed in the streets till the night. They were encouraged by her response that she went and spoke to them. So they remained in the
street. انت بتبعدني عنهم عشان ما يقفوش يقولوا خالد
سعيد. She told the officer, are you stopping me so they won't chant my son's name? I will greet them and encourage them. And she said, and I did chant with them. And he called out his name.
Beautiful. So, a groundswell really started recognizing what was happening at this trial then.
Yep.
So what happened to the policemen? What happened at the end?
The officers, they got 7 years. But no one knows where they are.
لا حقوق.
مش عارفين هم فين.
لا محبوسين. خدوا 7 سنين ومحبوسين.
بس احنا عندنا
طعم للنيابة واتقبل بقاله أكتر من سنة لغاية دلوقتي.
ما تعملش
دايرة لما كل ده مستنيني
الحمد لله. They're in jail. We're not sure, but they are reportedly in jail. And she has appealed the case. And they have repeatedly told her, yeah, but we don't know the location of the appeal. It's being held indefinitely because they cannot select a location for the trial. They tell her now that all the courthouses are busy, a lot of people have died since then, you have to stand in line, stuff like that. She said, I joined in
Tahrir.
In the crowd, I met the judge who gave the verdict. One of the three. We don't have citizens of your peers and stuff like that. We have three judges who make the decision. She said, I'm one of them in Tahrir Square. And he told her, even though we were told to do certain things, we left loopholes open for you to fight
them.
He said, it's out of my hands, but I left you loopholes. Please pursue.
أنا سيب ثغرة تعملي الطعن ده أو الإيدس موين
طعن. He said you can appeal. Please appeal.
يتقبل وحنعيد.
يتقبل وبس.
He said if you appeal, you will get a chance.
So there was some support, but obviously, officially, they can't say it from the bench.
كده يعني في ناس بتسندك بس ما بيرضاش يقولها في
ال. مضغوط عليهم.
They're under a lot of pressure.
When did Layla first know that Khaled had become a catalyst, a figurehead for a movement?
تحسي ان في حاجه ان خالد اللي حصل له ابتدى يبقى بيسخن الناس
لما الثوره نجحت امتى؟
لا
لا اول مره خالص تقولي يا نهار اسود الموضوع هيكبر بقى
وبعدها بيومين
كان بيقول لما
لا من اول خالص امتى اول مره حسيت
الناس ابتدت تحس
ان الناس ابتدت تكبر
والموضوع يكبر
ان القضيه ابتدت تكبر بقى والناس ابتدت
من اول ما شفت الناس في الشارع
ايوه امتى هو ده اللي بيسالك امتى
بعدها بشهر
لا شهر ايه
بشهرين
شي ساينج وذين ا مانث بس هير داوتر ساينج وذين تو داي I'm waiting.
No, no, thank you. It's affected by the matter. No, no, it's the second day. After
we buried her, she said. Now she's saying, "No, no, yeah, you're right. After the burial, right after the burial."
We found the street full of
people. She said the streets were full of people making noise.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to show some of that video. They showed me some of the video.
She
said, "When you look out of the balcony and end the stream of people falling out of the
window." يا مخالد يا مخالد ما تحزنيش.
They would call to her from the windows, the mother of Khalid, don't be sad.
ودم خالد غالي علينا.
He would take his revenge.
ويسكت مبارك ويسكت العدل.
مبارك will go down and the minister
will go down. أسامي الضباط كلها
بيقولوها. And they would call out against the names of the officers in
question. مدير أمن اسكندرية. طبعا بقى ياخد الشباب دول ويعمل لهم أي محاضر.
These people were systematically arrested and beat.
يعني في شباب بتشرب سيجارة قال لهم اختاروا. محضر من دول نعمل لكم ايه
they would hold them in jail and give them three options of what they would be accused with rape or drugs or theft and they were forced to choose one
عشان انا بشرب سجاير اصلا
so some of them would say but I don't even smoke then so you know what you just select for me since they're all bogus charges anyway
كتب وتع إن هو تعدى على الضابط أثناء عمل.
So they were forced to sometimes sign a paper saying that they assaulted officers while on duty.
ده كتير بقى منهم ثلاثة أربعة شباب اتحبسوا.
And a lot of them would take month like a month or two in jail and during that month they would get.
واللي كان بقى بيتدرب طبعا بالعصيان الكهرباء والعصيان اللي بتفتح.
Electrocution and thick sticks.
كانوا بيطلعوا لي برضو متصابين وكنت أنا برضو بخاف عليهم.
She said when they were released they would visit her.
They went through, you know, what your son went through.
خالد مر بإيه فكانوا بيجوا يزوروك يتعاطفوا.
كل يوم.
Every day, every day.
Wael Ghanim started his website, which he put Khaled's photo on. Was that a big jump at that point?
Ghanim والصفحة اللي اتعملت هل ده عمل طفرة كبيرة؟
هقول لك الابتنتج
ده هو من أول أحمد
أول حاجة عمل
أحمد هو اللي نزل كل حاجة
نزل الصورة
said her brother was the first person to release the picture online
ونشرها في كل
and made it go viral he put it on human rights pages
كل مرة
inside of Egypt and outside of Egypt
كانش فقط من مصر
أحمد
ده أحمد
her brother
أحمد ابتدى كل ما يطلع كلام ينزل المعلومات بتاعت خالد الصور العادية
He started to circulate his childhood photos, his personal documents, like his birth certificate. He posted his paperwork that showed that he did serve in the military because the government started to claim that he went AWOL. So they started, his brother started sort of like a campaign to show who the real person is. He said, and as an offspring of that, several web pages with Khalid's name started to appear. One of them, my name is Khalid Saeed. I am the martyr Khalid Saeed. And Wael Ghanim's page, we are all Khalid Saeed.
ما هو حتى بتاعت وائل غنيم بيقولوا كانت اثنين مش واحده وفي واحده اتقفلت ودي اللي كملت.
She said وائل غنيم had two pages and one of them was shut down but the other one continued.
بس كده ابتدت بقى ايه يعني يجي لنا ناس يقول لنا احنا من الجروب بتاع خالد سعيد.
She said it would snowball. She said it would snowball so people would come and tell her you know we are admins on those pages can you give us a video where you're calling out to the youth to participate so she would they would film her saying You must go to the streets, you must get revenge for my son, you must repair your dignity. I will join you if you do. I will join you in the square. What are you doing at home? You should leave your homes and do something. Defend your mothers and brothers and sisters. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends. Until thousands of people were in on this.
Well, that's it. I mean, it reached a critical point. I mean, obviously Tunisia was a big catalyst for the Arab Spring, as we say. Was that noticed in Egypt, or was it really more of an internal thing?
تعترف بدور تونس في الأحداث؟ هل الناس ما اعترفت
أن تونس هي دور؟ أنا لما جيت هنا وقابلت ناس تونسيين وكانوا يخشوا على كلية خالد سعيد لو قريتي كتبوا إيه؟
She said the Tunisians used to visit the خالد سعيد بيت.
الوقفات بتاعت خالد سعيد.
She said that they were inspired by the protests that were held for خالد سعيد became braver. She said she has met Tunisians in America in conferences who have told her that.
Interesting. So it was really feeding itself.
I think it's the chicken and the egg scenario, you know, is it the egg first and the chicken first?
Exactly. What a thing that has happened in North Africa.
Anna قابلت أم بوعزيزي.
She said she met بوعزيزي's mother, you know بوعزيزي?
Yes.
وقعدت معها أسبوع.
She said, and I stayed with her for a week.
في قطر.
In Qatar.
Oh, okay.
وقالت تونس هي.
And she confirmed that Tunisia was greatly affected by what happened to Khalid Saeed and what they saw on the internet. And that it broke their fear. And that Bouazizi's death just was like a cherry on top of
all.
He himself was inspired by the need to say no.
Watching it from America was stunning. I can only imagine what it must have been like. When did you go into the square?
امتى اول مره رحتي ميدان التحرير؟ خلال
الثوره.
بعد جمعه الغد.
Staying after the Friday of Anger. So they were there from the 28th through the, you know, the incident of the camel and the. She said they slept in the square on the day of the camel, which was one of the violent, very violent.
أنا أيضا للشباب 25 واحد.
She said I was. أنا شفت الفيديو ده. She said I was caught on video saying you must go on the 25th. I actually saw this footage.
فعيد ميلاد خالد 27 واحد عملت التحرير.
She said خالد's birthday, which was the 27th of January, she did in Tahrir Square. They said.
بروح لهم كل يوم.
He had already passed.
18 يوم
بروح من مصر.
كل يوم بنروح التحرير.
She said every day I was in Tahrir since. I never missed a day.
لغاية ما.
Zara is insisting on explaining to you that they are coming from Cairo, not Alexandria, because her apartment is next to Tahrir Square.
Okay.
Makes it easier. She's insisting. She says, please tell him we're not coming all the way from Alexandria, just from our house. Just fire. That it's less effort to get. Since you're there getting killed anyway, so it doesn't matter where you're going.
Well, that was one of the important things about being in Tahrir Square, was people were supporting you all around.
بس اللي كان بيتقال لنا ان هم اللي بياخدوا منها هي
مني القوة
يعني تيجي عليا تشيلنا
Zara is saying that the protesters would tell her you are charging our batteries, please talk to us, please be with us.
لما كنت بطلع على المنصة هم بيحسوا باني
She said I would go on stage and they would feel stronger.
بيقوا وانا بفضل اقول لهم خليكوا قاعدين.
She said and I would tell them don't leave the square, don't leave the square. If you step back you will be worse than what we were before.
هتضربوا بقى ضرب جامد مش زي ده.
You will be beaten severely in a way that you could have never imagined.
كلكم خالد سعيد.
And you would all be like my son. So they held the false trial in Tahrir Square and they had her there. It's very strange because I was there that day and I didn't know her. They said they brought her to the stage. They made like a false courthouse in the middle of Tahrir Square, and they said they called her in as a witness.
وإسماعيل خضيري كان قاعد وقال لي قولي.
And she said they were real lawyers sitting representing the court. Of course, lawyers who are activists. And they told her to speak up and say what happened to her, and she did. And I was actually filming with one of the Brotherhood members on a balcony, trying to record his story. And I heard them scream because she got on the, and it's on tape. And I looked down and I'm like, what's happening? And it's because she was standing there. So people would go wild. بحكي إن أنا كنت واقف على البلكونة بكلم مع محمد شوقي بتاع الإخوان وسامع بيصرخوا وعمال أبص أقول في إيه مين اللي كنت وقت ما أنت كنت في المحاضرة كنت واقف على البلكونة وعندي متسجلة على فيديو
كويس.
But it's just a strange coincidence because it was before I met her.
What a change in Layla's life has occurred and standing in front of thousands of people.
فجأة بيتي شهيرة قدام الألفات
حاجة بتاعت ربنا.
She's saying this is a call that God had made to her, not her that made the decision.
هو خالد كمان كان ما عندهوش صور في البيت لوك غير دي بس هو صورها بنفسه الصورة دي.
She said this picture that has become famous, this is picture before which is always put in juxtaposition with the other one, is one of the rare pictures that he did professionally, that he went to a photo place and had his picture taken.
Mm.
He said coincidentally it was in the house.
فهو بيصورها وبيحطها على التلفزيون في البرواز فأنا بقول له الله أنت صورت.
She said when he framed it and put it on the TV, she told him this is a very nice picture. When did you take it?
أنتم عندكمش دم وما فيش صورة في البيت ليا.
He said because you are ungrateful people who don't hold pictures of me in the house.
أنا قلت أصور أنا يبقى الواحد.
So he said, so I took a picture of myself and decided to frame it and put it.
قلت له معلش يا خالد أنا أسفة عشان ما حطناش
صورة. So she told him it never occurred to me to put your picture in our.
أنا دلوقتي بقول تعالى يا خالد شوف صورك في كل
الدنيا. So she says, now I think in my head, come and see what happened to that picture. You wanted it in the living room, now it's everywhere.
Now it sounds like he had a good sense of humor, Khaled.
They all do, by the way. Even the kids who actually witnessed everything, Zahra's kids who are staying in my house now, everyone jokes and she shows me pictures of them like days after he was killed, giving out sandwiches with big smiles on their face. And this is a very Egyptian characteristic. كنت أنا بقول له إنهم طبيعة المصريين ما يتحطوا. حتى أولاد زهرة متصورين بيوزعوا سندوتشات عشان خالد مبتسمين.
طبعاً.
This is a very Egyptian thing, and the revolution was called the laughing revolution because Egyptians, as you can see, have the ability to sit and laugh through these things. It's very, very strange. لا حاجة غريبة نحن نقعد نضحك على حاجات غريبة
ولما فيش حاجة تضحك عليها هيضحكوا على نفسهم.
She's saying even if there's nothing to laugh about, they will laugh about them. She said that she would see them carry people who are hurt or even dead, and they would joke. She said that injured people with blood on their faces would say, "I wanted to get hit today because yesterday I missed it." So I'm insisting today.
It sounds like a Monty Python sketch almost.
People just went nuts. They were taking the wounded people and giving them to the army and say, here, put them in jail. Anyway, I think it's a very mild and nice people.
You know, everything changed in those days in January and February last year. The Mubarak regime fell. What has been the main thing you've seen that's changed since then?
انت اتغيرت في مصر من ساعتها.
انا ما كانش يجي في بالي لما قالوا يسقط العدل بقيت اعمل لهم كده.
She said I never imagined that anyone would step down. When they would call for the minister of interior to step down, she would say, oh no, don't say that, that's too much, you can't call for that. So she's saying this is beyond what she imagined.
فحصل بقى ان هم خالد راح الجنة وهم اتحبسوا. يعني في فرق
كبير. She said خالد went to heaven and the president went to jail. She's saying that's enough for me.
بيقولوا لي الحكم بتاع حسني.
She said when asked what she wants.
مكان تاني يوم. تتمني ايه حكمه؟ اعدام؟ قلت لهم لا. اعدام لا. خليه عايش كده يتفرج عليه.
People asked her, what do you want to happen to Mubarak? Do you want him to be executed? She said, no, I want him to live in prison.
خليه يشوفنا لما ننتصر.
She said, I want him to stay there till we're victorious, till we're truly victorious.
What does that mean? We've had elections.
حصلت بإيه هو النصر في تعريفه؟
لسه النصر لسه ما
جاش. She said, no, nothing happened.
لا القصاص.
She said she wants true justice when it comes to the wounded and the martyrs and everyone who ever she needs. She wants a justice system.
يا ريت كل واحد يتقتل.
You know, as a woman, has anything changed?
ست في أي تغيير من بعد ما
وقعت كده حاجة؟
طبعا
في كان قبل كده اسمها أم المصريين وواحدة ست تنزل تدعي الناس للثورة.
زهرة said it's better in a way because before this there was no such thing as the mother of revolutionaries or the mother of Egyptians. There's now become a sort of maternal role for women, so it's a leadership role in a sense. So she's saying that's positive.
How about representation in the parliament? Has that did that occur?
البرلمان
لا العدد البرلمان ده بصراحة مش راضي أي حد حتى الناس اللي كانت.
She's saying yes, but the parliament that is there has made very few people happy. Even with the women in it, the men in it, they don't like. This is a common view. A lot of people don't like the parliament. I thought it was a step forward, but I was shocked by the people in it as well.
كل الناس اللي كانت في الثورة كانت مع اللي هي الدستور الأول.
She was saying all revolutionaries wanted a constitution first, not a parliament. She said you don't build stairs before the building. Other, but they do.
You're doing talks around America. How do you see the future for you?
كيف إيه المستقبل ليك يعني دورك أنت بقى مستقبلك في إلقاء المحاضرات دي إيه؟
أنا دوري أن أنا جربت الحياة وهم لسه شباب.
She said I'm an experienced person talking to youth who have seen little.
فأنا اللي تعلمته أدهم.
And my experiences will help them learn. I'm giving them my experience so they can know.
The legacy for Khaled. How do you see Egypt changing in that way?
أنت شايفة هنا وراح مصر هتتغير إزاي بقى؟ هتتغير إزاي بالتراث اللي سابه خالد؟
لما فيها ناس زي اللي نزلوا وماتوا في التحرير دول مستعدين هم يموتوا وهم عندهم 20 سنة عشان مبدأ أو كرامة.
زهرة is saying that the unique school of thought that has been born out of this is the willingness to die for a principle.
هو خالد كسر سور الخوف.
She said that Khaled broke that fear barrier and now people are willing to die for what they believe. She said no one will be afraid anymore.
Well, that is really, really powerful.
She said the slogan is we die like them or we get them what they deserve.
Watching from outside, the courage and the bravery was so uplifting to everybody, and it must have been wonderful for the Egyptians to see that.
الهام متحمس للمصريين مش قادر تخيل المصريين نفسهم حاسين بيه.
الحمد لله كلنا مش خايفين.
She's saying we are all not afraid, thank God.
Let's do a future thing. In 5 years, where would Egypt be?
في مصر تبقى فين في خلال 5 سنين؟
هيمسكها الناس اللي عملوا الثورة
بالأول. زهرة is saying very optimistically it will be run by the people who did the revolution originally.
لسه الثورة مستمرة. لسه ما خدتش.
Not the people who rode on its way.
لازم اللي ركبوها ينزلوا تاني.
She said those who boarded this train have to step down.
أنا قلت لهم قبل
كده and we will continue.
على الثورة تتسرق.
She said I said before that I was afraid that the revolution will be stolen and I believe it has.
بس هنوقعهم.
She said but I will take them off of that train.
Do you have a message for the radio listeners? Do you have something you would like to say?
الراديو
عايز أي حد يشوف الغلط يقول غلط.
She said, "I want anyone who sees something wrong to speak out and to never accept to be humiliated for anyone."
ما يقبلش إهانة أبداً. وأي شاب وأي بنت الأم لازم والأب ما يضربوش. ما
She said, "Girl or boy, I don't believe that parents should hit their children because that breaks them." She said, you "Speak to them, inspire them, criticize them, but never hit them."
عمري ما ضربت خالد ولا زهرة ولا
said, I've never beaten my children.
بس بعيني كده أعرفه.
I just had to look at them and they would know that I'm upset.
عشان كده أنت بتكسري فيه الرجولة.
She said, because you break them as men and you break them as women.
قوي إزاي لما أنا أضربه يبقى يضعف.
She said, how can he be strong if I beat him?
في ناس بتضرب عيالها من صغرها لغاية
ما يكبروا يبقى راجل بتضرب. Sometimes beat their children since their children until they're older men.
قدامه مراته.
She said some parents slap their sons in front of their wives. She said that's unacceptable. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, you are the mother to Egypt and a wonderful example.
المصريين ومثال جيد.
متشكر قوي. Thank you. وليلى راحت خربت الدنيا.
She said, so they say in Egypt that Layla made a big scandal in the US.
Keep making it.
Both of them said they would.
Excellent. That's, it's wonderful to see such wonderful, powerful women doing great things.
يعملوا حاجات كويسة وإيجابية.
طبعا. هو
لسه. في مننا كتير.
Zahra is saying there's a lot of us in Egypt.
Yes.
That kind of women.
الشباب كتير ومهما يموت منهم بيجي.
She said that we have a lot of young men and some will die but others will come.
They know what the future can be like now.
هم عارفين دلوقتي مستقبلهم
خطر. طبعا.
Well, thank you so much, Layla Marzouk. I really appreciate you speaking to us, and Hoda and Zahra.
Bye. Have a good day.
Okay.